And welcome. This is Conscious Living Empower Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Wendy, and I have all sorts of fun stuff to catch up with on animal communication and on connecting with your own innate knowing of these things. But some of us are more comfortable with that than others, and sometimes it sneaks up on you and you realize, I've been doing this all along. I just didn't know what to call it. There's a lot happening right now in terms of people discovering abilities and ways of connecting that are very natural. It's just that we haven't had a chance to talk about them or explore, and it didn't seem to be, as essential. And with all of the changes in our world, in our reality, this is a time where some of these reconnections that are happening are fabulously on time and fabulously helpful. Madeline Walker, I've talked to her before about her own connections. One of the books that I got from her was The Whale Whisperer, and I loved it because it was so, it was just a way of relearning, reintegrating, reawakening the connections we have with our animals on a larger scale. So Madeline is going to come back because she's got a couple of new projects. One is a book and one are oracle cards. So the Unity, the Power of the Animal Kingdom to Guide You Home is the book, the latest one. And then oracle cards, Guardians of Gaia, Earthkeeper. And these are beautiful cards. So, okay, Madeline, you can gloat now. These are fabulous. They're a wonderful connection, and they look beautiful. So congratulations on the latest additions.
Thank you so much, and it's so lovely to speak to you again. Thank you so much for inviting me.
The things I like now about the internet is there's tons of stuff out there. And one of the things I found, YouTube, for you, the telepathic animal communicator, Madeline Walker, The Flow of Love. There are a couple of these from Supreme Master TV. This is from 2011. I think it might have been 2010 that you did them. But it's like, oh my gosh, and your voice, you sound fabulous. It's just one of those little things as, you know, I'm trying to do my homework and stuff and realizing my link didn't work. I'm like, okay. But you're out there all over the place. And this stuff is just, I think, helpful for everybody to be able to access information we didn't have the ability to find before. Has that helped you at all?
Absolutely. It's so accessible now. And it's, as you were, you know, hinting, it's so important that we remember that we can all do this and how important it is to start listening to the animal kingdom now. Because, as you were saying, there's so many shifts going on and humankind has become quite lost and disconnected. So the animals are the ones that can really bring us back home to ourselves. And so to be able to get those messages out there is just fantastic.
Well, and the thing is, with you, you this isn't something you grow up thinking, okay, this is what I'm going to do. You just, it seemed to open up in a very natural and even flow. Do you remember the first time when you thought, well, maybe this is something I need to pursue and follow?
Well, it wasn't something I went looking for. I've always been obsessed with animals all my life, always had a huge menagerie in the house. My mother was very long-suffering. But it just came out of the blue, really, and it was spooky enough that an animal was talking to me. But when it was talking to me about reincarnation with its human in this lifetime and that had been with its human before, that was a totally new concept for me, and it freaked me out a bit, to be honest. But it's just kind of grown and grown. It's been a vertical learning curve and a magical, amazing adventure, and it's taken me in so many incredible directions, incredible encounters around the world, meeting gorgeous animals and lovely people, and it's been a blast. Really, it's been a fantastic adventure, and it's just getting more and more exciting.
The book, The Unity, The Power of the Animal Kingdom to Guide You Home, you've gotten some nice support from other animal communicators, and that's what I was looking at when I looked it up on Amazon, that Marta Williams is one of the ones who's saying this is excellent, and Lisa Tenzin Dolmans. And I don't believe I've interviewed Lisa. I have interviewed Marta. And these are people that, you, if you're listening, you might be familiar with those names. And it's just kind of a community of connections here, saying animals have so much that they can share with us if we're willing to go a different direction and maybe open our own abilities of integrating this information in different ways, and telepathy or intuition, whatever you want to call it, there are connections that you can open up. And that's what you're doing with this book, the latest book, talking about how to make some of these connections.
Absolutely. And it's just reminding people that we can all do this. It just depends how far you want to go with it. And it's really an opening of hearts, really an opening of hearts and opening of minds to these concepts that for some people might think are, you know, a little bit out there. But, you know, I've traveled far and wide. I've traveled out there to bring these messages back. And I've been so driven. And it's my mission to share these messages because it is so important. It's actually vital that we, you know, that we work with these beautiful beings right now, both our domestic pets and the wild species. And, yeah, we've just got to work with them so that they can help us help them help Mother Earth.
Now, if you're listening and wanting to make your own connection, these are available, the books and the oracle cards, through Madeline's website, or you can do Amazon, but madelinewalker.co.uk. And if you're interested or curious, then I think Madeline pulled a couple of cards today just to kind of give an example of, we were, you know, preparing for the show, and today's the day, the moment in time we're talking, that these are going to be relevant. So what did you pull?
Well, really interesting, because the first one is the actual Earthkeeper card. It's it is the most important card of the pack, so that was really interesting. And just very briefly, because I've got the booklet that gives the deeper message, really, and it's just about it's just about never doubt or underestimate your role in this Earthkeeping. This is why you've been drawn to connect with these cards. The guardians have been calling you for the longest time, and now you are here. Join them now in the circle of life, the circle of unity, the circle of interspecies unification, for the time is now. Welcome home. So that's just perfect. And the other one I pulled was Unison, which is the white dragon of purity and lighter light. And again, just the last bit of the message, it is so wonderful. Unity just showers this gorgeous white lighter light on us. And what she says is, be open to the possibilities that now may unfold before you on your journey of self-discovery into the sacred earth warrior that you are. So they're just pretty perfect for the messages for right at this time. So I was really pleased. And it was really interesting that those two decided to jump out of the pack.
Well, they're grounding cards.
Yeah.
And so that makes sense that they're kind of integrating and setting the tone for the work to come.
Absolutely. And you know, they're lovely because they give the reader a personal message of their own personal healing, but also what they could do to create even more healing for the planet. And that's why it was so important to the booklet just kind of wrote itself. I had so many downloads from the whales and the dragons just telling me exactly what the card should be called, what the image should be like, and what the deeper message should be. And I just wrote the booklet in no time at all. And Corinna Thorby did the illustrations for me, and she was fantastic, because I would talk about a dragon and she'd go, oh yeah, that one's golden, isn't it? And it does this and does that. I went, yes. So she was totally on the same page, and you know, we really fine-tuned them to get them exactly how I was being so guided so strongly as to how they should really be, and to have the resonance and the frequencies kind of emanating from the images when obviously you could hold the physical card in front of you.
And the cards are beautiful. The pictures are, just looking at them, they're full, and the colors are rich. And when you're trying to, and I've got that, what I looked at was the evolution of self-publishing, where you can just do an up close of the pictures to get an idea of what they look like.
Yes.
Now, and you do individual reads for people as well.
Yes, I do. I can work obviously with physical animals and they're humans, or I can work from photographs, because obviously I'm in the UK, so I have a lot of overseas clients. But also I work one-to-one with humans with re-empowerment, using some of the healing techniques that the animals have taught me. And the new book, in the first part, talks about the new upgraded techniques that the animals have given me to help humans, and some of the case studies have been so mind-blowing, I really wanted to share them. But it's just wonderful that they kind of say to me, okay, so you've got that, so we can make this even more profound, we can make this an even more empowering session to help humans. And so each session that I have is completely tailor-made. It's completely unique. I just go with whichever animals, whichever beings want to come and assist me, and also my team, that kind of weave the threads to tailor-make it and to hopefully create the best possible healing outcome for each person that I work with. So it's just very exciting, because I never know quite what's going to happen, but it's pretty amazing. And I just feel so humbled that I seem to receive such wonderful assistance in these sessions.
Well, and you're talking about, in the book, you're talking about, we've agreed to do this together. And any animal that is in our lives is there for a purpose and a reason. And it's just, it's that simple. So if somebody who's listening has a pet, if they chose to have a cat, there's a reason for the cat. If a dog happens to come and stay overnight, and, you know, in the neighborhood, it's like there's a lost dog, and all of a sudden they make this, sometimes they make a splash into your life, and then they're gone. There's a reason for these connections. They have a purpose.
Absolutely, and I totally believe that our animals choose us rather than the other way around. And, you know, I believe that they all have souls, and that we are kind of soul family, and that we have like a pre-birth soul meeting where we all choose, humans and animals, how we are going to interact with each other in the following incarnation. And so any animal that comes into your life and changes your life has almost contractually agreed to do so. And that's what's so amazing, that they're so committed to being there for us and to teach us and heal us and remind us of exactly who we are and how amazing we all are, that we forget. The animals remind us, and all they want to do is to really allow us to be re-empowered and be all that we are, so that we can really help them, as I said, and help the planet.
Well, one of the things you talk about is a bit, it's a challenge, because it's very unique, reprogramming the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and saying that it contains the memories of current and past life traumas, and you can go in and shift that and create healing at this time.
Yes, it's quite a long kind of explanation, trying to make it as short as possible. I was gifted with a very special frequency. It's a 2.9 megahertz frequency. It's not one you can hear, but it's one that you can feel and resonate with. And when I was swimming with the whales in Tonga, I met a beautiful whale mother called Nazca. Well, she told me her name was Nazca. And she kind of gifted me the ability to resonate with this, but also she gave me a wonderful meditation visualization to help people go on this journey with her. And with her power, she can kind of work on their unique blueprint and their DNA, and she kind of guided me to visualize placing this in a kind of beam of light, which becomes a bit like a centrifuge that spins around, and as it's spinning around, it removes any kind of dark toxins or blockages or anything that's been held from past life. It can also reprogram your future life as well, or future potential lives. And then it kind of, as the centrifugal force begins to slow, you can see that the DNA is all in balance. It's maybe flowing in unison. It maybe have turned into a beautiful gold. And this is one of the techniques that she's given me. And also it's a meditation now on my latest CD, which is Whale Hearts and Dragon Flight. Nazca's gift of this DNA healing is one of the meditations on that CD, and it's incredibly powerful. So it's a really fantastic technique, and again, it's so humbling to be gifted with this to help people. And also, I think, well, I'll have a go at that myself. That sounds really cool. I'm going to do that. I just feel so blessed that these incredible beings choose to help us in these ways.
Okay, and I have heard the CD, and that your voice is like, if you're listening now, and it just, you get into a meditative state, and it's one of those things that we don't always realize how vulnerable we are, and how susceptible and how open to sound and auditory stimuli and cues. And this is one of those things, it's a very seamless flow when you're willing to just give yourself up to the moment and let the information come in. But that's what it's like listening to a meditation tape when somebody's voice is basically reprogramming you. And that's the way I interpret it.
Well, yes, and hopefully it's a really beneficial healing experience. And like I said, I felt so passionate about sharing those meditations because they're all so gently powerful, and I really do believe they can change lives. They can really help people release negativity, release limitation, release blocks, and it's a real privilege to be part of that sharing, be part of that process of facilitating re-empowerment and reconnection, really.
There's a person who bought one of your the cards, a pack of cards, and she was complimenting, saying it was fabulous, but she was mentioning something called the Communicating with the Ancients Meditation Weekend.
Yes, I do run courses called Gateways to the Ancients, and it's always pretty exciting because, again, you know, we have all kinds of things happening. We have like etheric lions suddenly come in the room, or unicorns, or dragons, and I love it. I'm in 2 weeks' time. I'm going to be out in the Netherlands running those courses, and they're always completely full because people have done them before, want to do another day, or people have heard about it and they all want to come and experience it. And I just love it because it's so exciting and it's so beautiful, and it's so great to hear the feedback from the participants, you know, afterwards, sometimes quite soon afterwards, sometimes maybe 6 months afterwards, and they just say, well, since I did this, this has happened and that's happened, and I feel, you know, I can tune in so much more easily, and this has changed and that has changed. So again, it's a huge privilege to be a facilitator of this and have this incredible support team to really bring about positive change and reminding people again of their magnificence, which is again such a lovely gift.
Well,
carry on.
There are a lot of people who are called animal communicators and have that sense that they have a job to do and they're here. You, I think, had such a powerful, profound experience when you were swimming with the whales and the manta rays. Mm-hmm. It was a whale sharks, I think, and then these are incredible animals to be in the presence of. And so I think a lot of that, when you're right there front and center with these animals and having this incredible, and I think a lot of it's a vibration that mm-hmm. you integrate, or you kind of become in sync with the other. What was that like?
Almost indescribable, just completely mind-blowing, and it puts you in that state of absolute bliss. It really does. You know, when I was in the sea and met Nausicaa, and she was there with her calf, and it was as though she was in suspended animation at first. She was just cruising, just kind of floating there, and the calf was surfacing and blowing, and then all of a sudden she turned. She was a huge female. She turned and she came straight towards us. And then she stopped, and we were just about thinking, ooh, this could be a bit scary. And then it was only for a few seconds, but I could feel that she was completely scanning our chakras, scanning our energy centers, all our auras. And that's when I felt that she activated something in me. She gave me this download. And if you get something as big as that, the most amazing being that comes and eyeballs you, that is beyond words, really. I mean, they really just delve into your very, very soul. It's unbelievably incredible, and again, such a huge blessing. And like when I swam with the sperm whales off Dominica, and I was given the message about their ancient clicking language, because they don't sing as such, they click, and it's like an encoder clicker language. And they then gave me this message about having to go to the Kalahari and meet the Bushmen, because they still retain that click in their language, and to go to them and talk to them about Lemuria, about Atlantis, and about this ancient clicking vibration. And so the universe, of course, somehow managed to contrive that I ended up going to the Kalahari, sitting in the middle of the Kalahari with this amazing, amazing shaman called Isak, who I so love, talking about Lemuria and Atlantis, and I think at that time he'd never been to the ocean, but of course knew exactly what I was talking about. So I recorded both his ancient language, him speaking in his ancient tongue, and I obviously recorded some of the clicking language of the sperm whales. And when I played them together over a PA system, the resonance was exactly the same. And I'm speaking at a conference this weekend up in the north of England, and I'm going to play those two recordings again, because on a big PA system. It's quite amazing to hear the connection of the clicking language, and it's those kind of adventures that I've been gifted with. And it's, you know, I wouldn't have dreamt I would ever do that in a million years, and yet the animals have just taken me on this journey, and so I can share the information. And it, as I said, it's humbling and it's a huge privilege and it's a massive blessing.
What was your message from the community? I mean, that's completely foreign to go into the Kalahari and connect with people that you wouldn't have even, you know, known there was an availability, an opening, an invitation, and all of a sudden mm-hmm. here. What was that like?
Well, amazing. It was an opportunity that just suddenly came out of the blue, but of course, these things are never out of the blue. This trip really consisted of three components that I just thought, oh my gosh, really? This is just amazing, because the opportunity was to spend 3 days with Kreda Mutwa. I'm sure you know him. He's the chief high Zulu shaman, Zanusi, and he's written so many books, and he's a real keeper of the ancient Zulu wisdom, and worked a lot with Nelson Mandela. Just the most amazing man. So I had an opportunity to spend with a fabulous group 3 days with him, kind of spending time with his family, listening to his storytelling, and he gave us our Zulu names, which was wonderful. And then I had part of the trip, the next, was 3 days in the Kalahari with the Khoi San Bushmen. I went, no. Oh. And then the last 3 days we were back with the white lions again, and I just thought, well, how can I not do this? But it was quite expensive, and I just thought, oh, I just paid some money for a grey whale trip. But then I suddenly, out of the blue, well, not out of the blue, of course, but I got a royalty check for some foreign rights. And almost to the pound, it was the exact amount that I needed to go on this trip. So I just thought, wow, thank you, universe. So off I went. And because I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is expensive, I don't know if I can afford this. But then they just gave me the money, and then I thought, right, that's it, I have to do it. So it was just wonderful, and I have huge gratitude to the lady that organized this trip and allowed us to spend that time with the Bushmen. They were so generous, and their message again was about, you know, when you see them, they're so completely in tune with the planet, completely in tune with the animals. You know, they are pretty much the oldest civilization in the world. They have survived from the land for eons, you know. So again, it was just fantastic. And Isak is just the most wonderful, wonderful man.
The one I was familiar with was Kreda Mutwa.
Yeah.
And that's the I guess the name that was more that it was familiar. And mm-hmm. with this language and this history and their memories, did they have any kind of recommendation for us in the present overall, you know, things that we can do or that we need to be prepared for?
Well, one of the one of the quotes that Credo gave me permission to use in Unity was about, he said, you must talk to the whales at night when they speak of a great coming together of animals and man, and that we are all brothers and sisters, and this is what we must do right now. And again, that just kind of encapsulates everything that the book's about and that I'm so passionate about, you know, about now is a time to really connect and listen and be guided by them. You know, the great white lion Mandla says we must be lion-hearted in our endeavours so that we can step up to the plate to help the animals, help us, help Mother Earth. So, you know, the time is now. We just have to really, really do it. Otherwise, I don't see that there's a very good future for humankind. But I feel very optimistic because these animals are so willing to help us.
In the book, you have one that you talk about. There are a few animals at the beginning, and one is Cindy the cat.
Yes.
Okay. Can you, we may only have a couple minutes here. Well, maybe we should take a break and then come back. But the Cindy the cat, and you've got it titled The Contract Consultant.
Yes.
Okay, so hang on just a minute. We'll take a break. But if you're listening, you can check out the book, Unity, The Power of the Animal Kingdom to Guide Us Home. And this is one of those things where you are drawn to information at the time that you need it. And if it's just that thing of letting yourself awaken and open to what is most helpful for you to hear at this time. And so we're going to have another card, just on the spontaneous, another, have Madeline pick another card, so that it, just an example of how this thing is so fluid and works in the present time, and then also expands to whatever time is relevant. It's just amazing. I believe in these things, and they work for me. So it's nice because Madeline has all the animals to draw from to give examples of which animal might be more present in the moment for you and for us on a larger scale. And the whales, that is a phenomenal connection to have. So we're going to take a break, come back, and talk about our contract. Cat, Cindy. All right, to give you an idea of how some of these things work. With Madeline Walker, my guest, the animal communicator. All right, so stick around. We'll be back. Conscious Living on Empower Radio.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wildfires burn millions of acres each year. And each year, wildland firefighters like Fire Chief James Hall battle to contain them. But they can't do it alone.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home, your community, or more. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. But you can do something firefighters can't. You can act now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. You can reduce the risk. Do your part. Go to fireadapted.org.
Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You wondered why people spend so much time reading celebrity blogs. You read a celebrity blog. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake shakes the community to the ground. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
And my guest today, Madeline Walker, animal communicator. And if you have not seen any of her stuff or heard any of her stuff, do a quick Google search and you'll find it. One of the things that I like about this is there's so much out there that we can connect with without ever leaving the house or the planet. And there's, with this, I connected with Madeline years ago, and so I've had an opportunity to read and be familiar with her work, and I've always been inspired and impressed with the lengths that she has been able to go to follow her passion and to follow the connections that I think it was probably a pre-birth agreement that you would be doing what you're doing, Madeline. And I ask for you to draw a card, but first let's go back into the cat, our cat connection here, the contract consultant, Cindy.
Yes, Cindy. Well, again, it just shows how incredible just one little cat can be, and to remind us that all our animals are so much more than we think they are. From a tiny housefly to a humpback whale, they all have a voice, and our animals, our domestic animals, our pets, know us inside out, and they know exactly what we need to be healed. So this little cat gave me one of these upgraded healing techniques I was talking about. She, her human sent me a photograph of Cindy and said, could I tune into her because she had a few health problems. But what I got when I did the reading was so much more than a little bit about her arthritic paws or whatever. It was so much more about her human, about what a really challenging life she was having to endure. And it went back to a pretty horrendous past life. So I was a little concerned as to how I might convey the message because it was really out there. But this lady was absolutely fine, and she said that she'd always been really quite fascinated with the era that Cindy was talking about. And then, so we did some healing on that, some rewriting, and then Cindy said, she needs to go and rewrite her soul contract. And I went, okay, so how do we do that? And Cindy said, I will tell you. So she guided me to invite this lovely lady to imagine sending her core essence back up into time between time, into the time before each incarnation, where Cindy suggested we have a kind of a boardroom meeting. And she asked that I suggest to her human that she would imagine she's in a huge boardroom with a big boardroom table, and around the table are all the people and animals that she would be interacting with in this next incarnation. And in front of them would be all these contracts, which may look like folders or files or scrolls. And I asked her to have a good look at who was around there. And in this situation, sometimes you can dialogue with them and ask why they may have been so challenging in this next life, because she had some pretty horrendous things happen to her. One man in particular was very unpleasant, did some stalking and some pretty horrible things. But anyway, she saw that she had her contract looked like a scroll. And Cindy said that she had to imagine that there was a pot of magic ink and a beautiful feather quill, and that she could write with this magic ink all that she wanted in her life from now on. So she could write, I now choose to be safe, I now choose to be free, all those kind of things, and also, of course, in the present tense. And so this lovely lady wrote all the things she wanted from now on in her life. And then Cindy suggested that we imagine having rolling up the scroll and imagine some old-fashioned sealing wax, and then that this lady would have a special ring or a stamp to really kind of stamp it as it was signed, sealed, that's it, boom, done. And then it was as though the frequencies of these new contracts, these new clauses, as we say, in her contract, could then infiltrate the other people in that meeting, not to really change them or send anything negative to them, but just to show that this was what she was choosing for her new reality from now on. And that seemed like a wonderful technique. And the feedback I got from this lady was quite amazing as to how it really changed her life, really turned her life around, that she felt much happier, much safer, as though a huge darkness and a weight had been lifted from her. And so Cindy's technique, I've used it many, many times. And in Unity, there's several examples of using Cindy's technique. So it was a brilliant way of working, and I just thought, wow, that's so cool, and how wonderful, and how, what a clever cat to gift us with this wonderful technique.
And see, that's what you don't expect. This is information I wouldn't have anticipated coming from my cat or my dog, no, or my horse, or you know, my hamster.
Absolutely, but they're all incredible.
I went to Sedona years ago, and that was the one thing that that brought back from me, because that's where I became, I guess, indoctrinated, open, and it was an encounter with a toad. I was in the swimming pool, and this toad jumps into the pool and has no way to get out. So these kinds of things, I also think there's a synchronistic thing, an element. that I was also trying to connect with where my path would lead me. What should I do? And I'm here in this extraordinary place. And the frog toad is swimming, you know, desperately trying to get away from me. Because I'm like, oh, you know, I am the whale. I am, you know, okay. So finally I catch the frog and the toad and put him on I sit out on the concrete beside there's nobody else, just us. And so I sit him down beside me and I sit there and I'm thinking, and maybe I can make a connection. So I'm quiet. And it's just, my hand is probably maybe a foot away from this little guy, and we're drying off in the sun, and he's staying there. And I realize, okay, I am connecting. And so I ask if there was a message from this encounter. And when you put yourself in a problem, or, you know, have a problem of your own making, don't be afraid to accept help from unconventional sources.
Absolutely.
I thought, oh my gosh, because, you know, here it was. There was no way the little guy was going to get out of the pool without me. And so I sat there and just, you know, listened, and I thought, oh my, you know, because at first I thought, okay, tell me something, do something, and move. And I thought, if he moves, I'm going to jump and scare both of us. So I had to remember, you know, this is this moment in time where I have to honor the present and just be quiet and still and let things play out. So at one point, when we were done connecting the frog, the toad blinked his eyes at me and we were done, and he turned around and hopped off. But it was so these kinds of things, there was that message of the here and now, and I will be in that same situation, and just to trust that the universe has a bigger plan.
Absolutely. And they really force you to be in that moment, don't they?
Yes. Yes. Well, and it's just that thing of, you also remember there is a message, there is a hidden opportunity here. If we just take time to disconnect from all the things we think we should be doing and the lockstep autopilot mentality we have, oh, well, here's a frog, I'll get it out and then go on to the next thing. Instead, I sat there and waited to see, well, is there something else I can learn from this? And I telepathically had the connection with, yes. And he's looking me directly in the eye and waiting and quiet. And so that moment was my learning that, okay, there are ways that we have abilities that we are in touch with when we get out of the monkey mind and say, oh, this is impossible.
Absolutely. And I mentioned the housefly, and I when I wrote about in the Whale Whisperer and also in my Animal Whispers cards, there's the fly card. And this fly landed on my arm, and I wasn't going to squish it, but it was kind of tickling. So I was just about to gently brush it off my arm, and it seemed to be just stomping around and looking at me with all its eyes. And I went, whoa, hello. And it just stomped around, and it was really seemed to be really penetrating me with its gaze. And it said to me, oh, it said, you have such a big heart for everyone and everything else, but why don't you let yourself in? And I thought, my gosh, that's really powerful and so true, because I've been running around giving to everybody else and kind of, neglecting myself and not really allowing myself into my heart to, at that time, to appreciate just how big my heart was and how much my heart wanted me to love it and to, in so doing, love myself. So, you know, you just never know when you're going to get a really profound message, because that fly was so accurate. And then it just kind of stomped around a bit more and went, like, did you hear it? You done? Right. And it just flew off. I was going, whoa, what just happened then?
Okay. And you've got a fly. I've got a fly thing. All right. And they also, Kinship with All Life. This is a fabulous book. There's a story about the fly in there, the encounter, where he has a connection with a fly for it's several days. Well, I also, at reading that book, I thought, okay, and it opened me, what was it, maybe 2010 or, no, it would have been earlier than that. It would have been 94 even. I forgot it was that long ago. So anyway, I'm remembering where I was living at the time, which kind of helps. So anyway, so back in the day, living in this duplex, and this fly comes in and is around and flying, and I thought, okay, if you land on my finger, I will let you out. I will take you outside, and I'd be darned, that fly came and sat on my finger, and I thought, oh, and you know, the shock of, And then going to the door, and the fly stayed on my finger and then went out the door. Now, I haven't had a connection with all flies like that, but that was a big moment. It was mid-90s, and oh my gosh. This was before I had any other inkling that there were other connections to be made. It was just the beginning of knowing that I needed to pay more attention, because if it was that easy, then I had been missing out on a whole lot of information by just treating everything the way I saw it and judged it at the superficial level. And that, so that this, that I think is so funny, you know, this, the book talking about it with the Kinship with All Life, and then you're mentioning your fly information and mine. It's these little links that give us a glimpse into the greater reality that say, wake up, wake up, wake up. It's time. You've got it. You know this. You've got this. Do it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And, you know, and we can all do it. We just forgot that we could do it. And that's what's so lovely, this wonderful reawakening that the animals are just passionate about, going, you know, wake up, like you say. And we're all here for you. We're all ready, waiting. Come on, you know, let's do this.
Okay. The cards are gorgeous. They're Guardians of Gaia, Earthkeeper, Whales and Dragons, Oracle cards. All right. I'll ask you about the dragon in a minute, but could you give an example of another card in this moment that's appropriate?
Well, it is a dragon card. It's 41, the Earth Dragon, and it's a guardian of elementals, which is very interesting because, you know, we're talking about the nature realms as well that we have to really start listening to. So yes. I'm just going to read the book because it's a beautiful message, and I love the card that Corinna did. So I'll just read it. So the great Earth Dragon breathes his misty breath to create a veil to conceal the elementals who are now choosing to step through the dragon veils to show themselves to us. So we can be educated into working with them at this crucial time. The dragon mists have previously been created to protect these beautiful beings who find their way now into our consciousness and actually can appear physically to those who hold the right vibration and loving intentions. These guardians of the nature realms are also showing us that we need to unify with them and the animal kingdoms if humankind is ever to find a way forward on our beloved blue planet. The elemental kingdoms are stepping out now into the light, despite having felt that they needed to be undercover for their own protection. So much is surfacing now to assist us. This is our time to come together for the greatest good of all. It is a magical time and can override all darkness if we can truly open our hearts and minds. So when you are next in nature, ask the Earth Dragon to gently blow some of the mist away, so that you can commune and learn from the fairy and elfin realms and all these beings who've been protecting our Earth for so long. Ask the Earth Dragon to show you the secret places that you can only see now that you have raised your vibration of loving intent sufficiently to hear their messages for you.
You gave me goosebumps because that's because of where I live and because of our choice to avoid any kind of any kind of herbicide or anything that would kill the weeds. The violets have just become so prolific, and they took over 1 yard, and I was worried because I thought, oh, I can't leave them behind. Somebody's going to come in and they're going to put toxic pesticides on it. Oh, no, no, no. It's like, no. Don't think of it that way. Just, you know that that energy is shifted. And so then they started spreading, and I had lived at the other place before. They spread to the other yard that I moved to. I'm like, yes!
They came with you.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. But it's that simple. It's that I was just astounded because I said at one point we were wanting elderberries. There weren't any elderberries in the yard. And then this elderberry bush out of nowhere became in the yard. And then the violets started just overtaking it. And I thought, okay, what a way to show and demonstrate the reaction from our vibrations, from our intentions, from our agreements. And I'd had a dream that the little violet, and I dreamed about fairies and violets, and the violet, the little face in the center of this violet, her name, Viola, which means something to me, and saying, you know, we're here. And these kinds of things in dreams, in visions, in little inspirations are so incredibly helpful, and they're real when we allow that to be part of our reality.
Absolutely. And I really feel, you know, the elfin realms are really stepping forwards now, and it's, you know, when you read Tanis Halliwell books in Summer with Leprechauns, those kind of books just really open you up to the elemental kingdoms. And, you know, you read that book and you think, oh, I really hope this is true because I want to go and meet leprechauns. I want to go and meet the fairies, you know, and they really are there. It's just, you know, we've been closed down and they've been felt that they had to be hidden. Like I say, and this earth dragon can blow those mists away. So you can just call in all these wonderful beings, be they physical or etheric, and they're all there to guide us and to show us the path to unity.
I'm so glad you brought this up because this is something I didn't even connect to you and to this information. I had a dream just recently and I wrote it down. I'm telling my husband, he looked like a gnome. But he didn't have the red cone hat. He was sitting, he's looking at me, a beautiful, and he kind of smiles. Okay, I see something come up to the window and it has a red hat, and I think it's a bird and a woodpecker, and it has the red top knot. And then I realize as it goes around the outside of the window, I am looking at something that flew up, but now is out sitting on a log, a log fence out in the backyard, looking at me. I realize he's dressed in brown. He has this little kind of a small hat on his head.
That's so cool.
Hat, more of a, you know, it's kind of round. He just has the most wonderful smile. He's looking at me, and I can see the clothes, and they're kind of like a texture that's we would say like a coarse texture in this brown clothing. And oh my gosh, this little being has introduced himself to me and said he's here too. And I didn't even think about that until just now.
Oh, wonderful.
It's just that, you know, the little things of, I didn't know what direction to go with you for the interview. So I thought, okay, I have to keep it open. I have to not plan this. And that's when I get most insecure. Because it's like, and I thought, well, you know, what questions? And then, as we're talking about this, I realize the other thing I also have in my life that's new is a red slider turtle. And he needed a different home than the one he had. So he's here, I had done work with turtles before, but didn't expect to actually have one. And he keeps saying, I want to go home. And I'm like, oh, you know, how do I help? Where do I go with this? Because he's been a pet store turtle, okay? And so that was my sense that I needed to expand my awareness and start connecting with other beings that I was less familiar with and more willing to be guided and learn. And part of that then has opened up these other elementals coming in going, okay, well, you're working with a turtle. You must know something. No, I don't.
Actually, you do.
Well, I'm learning better. So,
well, you know, the message from the turtle, you know, is all about coming out of your shell. So it's a great message from them.
Well, it's that thing of before you're ready, you just kind of do it and go into it. As you feel it, as it just unfolds, and that's what's happening, is that all of a sudden I'm being put in a place that I had not anticipated, but it's already happening, so I'm there.
So join the club. Join the club. Look at my kind of, visions, downloads, you know, crazy stuff just suddenly happens, and then I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to go off to the Kalahari, I'm going to go off and swim with this whale, and oh, I'm going to go and see this, and I just think, okay, the wherewithal, the money will come from somewhere, and if I'm meant to do it, then it happens, and it's just incredible. And so now I'm not really shocked by anything. I just think, okay, if you want me to do this, I'll do it. You know, let's do it. So but it's such an adventure. It really is quite magical.
Well, and that thing of, you know, I've always gotten the information, you are guided. Yeah. Everything that you need has been provided. It is all provided. And it's so difficult knowing, you know, that isn't my preset. My preset is I have to make a plan. I've got to write it out. And yet over and over, I get these other things of it's okay. It's taken care of. And it happens. But there's, you know, there's a very strong core for me of a linear way of viewing the world, even though I a lot of times have just go by the seat of my pants and say, like this interview, of thinking, okay, I can't plan this. This is different. It has to go its own way so that the information that is relevant and is supposed to come up about the elementals and about the dragons and about seeing things in a different fashion instead of the same old tried and true routine rote of, okay, plan it and it happens. No, leave it open so it can happen. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's trying to kind of getting yourself out of the way of it so it can all just pour through. I mean, this is a big lesson for me. I mean, I was trained as a teacher in adult education, and so we'd have schemes of work and lesson plans and all those kind of things. And I've been running this group now for about 3 or 4 years. And when I first started, I would plan what I was going to do maybe a week before, and I had everything, a framework of what I was going to do. And then they wouldn't tell me what it was, and it would be maybe 2 days before. Then it was the night before. Then it was driving into the town to park and then run this group. And now it's like I have no idea what I'm going to do. They might just give me one word, like peace. And then I would get into the room and all the group would come there, and they're all sitting there waiting for me to say what it is we're going to do for 2 hours. And I have no idea. And then it all just happens. And they never let me down. And it's really magical. And now I just think, okay, well, I know they won't fail me. So I just have to open my mouth and hope something sensible comes out.
Yes. The word I've had for the last, maybe month or so has been divest. I'm like, okay, divest of what? And that is where they don't do it. You have to figure out how it works, and you'll get little clues along the way, but divest. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay. And then you look for things happening around you to see what is mirroring, like for me in this word, divest, letting go, reconfiguring, just allowing, instead of, you know, maintaining or re-patterning and reconditioning the old way of going through your life, divest of that stuff, that structure, that rigid routine, mm-hmm. and allow the new stuff to be in some way, shape, or formed, given to you, manifest, and then that happens. And this is happening right now. And that's so it's so funny, you know, reminding me the elemental connection and the turtle and saying, okay, these are new things for you. You're going to have to learn. And you're learning on the fly. On the fly.
On literally. The fly. There you go. Perfect. Love it.
So that's about, you know, that's part of it. But with your information right now, the thing I talked about with the book, this is the Unity, the Power of the Animal Kingdom to Guide You Home. What I was looking at was a preview for the Kindle version. So that's mm-hmm. available Kindle or the paperback. And again, these are powerful messages. The thing I liked about was the reprogramming your DNA and how you were with the cat. You kind of introduced that element. And then the Oracle cards that are brand new right now that people can get a connection with. Whatever is most helpful for you to hear at the time, that's how these things work. And so if you're listening right now, these are prompts and cues. And then if you want to connect with Madeline, you can do that too for your own personal read. How's that?
Fabulous.
Okay, and your events coming up on the news page. I see that you've got a few your animal communication courses, and then the Gateways to the Ancients. This is in June.
Yes, that's in the Netherlands. Yeah, I'm doing actually 4 days. I'm doing like what we're going to call a Golden Oldie Day. It's going to be a whole new day of new meditations, new visualizations that have come in, new messages for the ones that have done 2 or 3 days already. And then I'm doing a 2-day course for ones that haven't done anything before. And then I'm doing an extra day for any of those people who want to come and do like a third day as well. And I'm doing a 3-day animal communication course as well. And this next weekend, sorry, weekend after this, I'm doing a 3-day animal communication and soul healing course in the UK. But I was recently out in Germany, and that was fabulous. I had a wonderful time out there. Gorgeous animals and lovely people. So yeah, it's just it's just going wherever anybody wants me. I'll, you know, if they want me to come, I'll do my best to get there and see what happens.
And right now, animals that you're working with at this moment, is there any particular animal that is more pronounced?
It's a mixture, really. I've had some wonderful dogs just recently. A little German Spitz called Amy just went to spirit, and she took on so much of her human's cancer. She was the bravest, most wonderful little dog, and we worked with her for quite a long time, and she was just amazing until pretty much the very last day, and then we kind of knew that was it, was time to go. But boy, did she do some work for her human, and just so much love, just, again, so humbling. I'm getting goosebumps actually just talking about her. I think she's coming in from spirit. She was the most beautiful soul.
Well, and that's the thing. I've really tried to watch my health, knowing that your animals can take on your own issues to kind of, you know, give you a leg up or a helping hand. It's like, no, don't do this, huh? No.
Well, again, it can be contractual, you know. I mean, Marta's lovely book, you know, My Animal Myself, talks about how they mirror us. You know, if they do that, it's trying not to feel guilty, because that's probably what you agreed, you know, in your pre-birth contract to do. But again, it just reminds us of just how willing they are to heal us and to teach us and to re-empower us.
Oh, I'm going to have to let you go. We're running out of time. But again,
it's too. I don't want to stop. It's so lovely chatting to you.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing. Okay, I'm really. I wish I could do it, but I will just follow along the way I do here and share it with everybody else so they can connect with you. And you have to do your work. You just have to keep doing it.
Oh, I will. Don't worry. I have to. I have no choice really. But you know, you're doing pretty good as well. My goodness.
Well, it just goes, you know, here I am, all of a sudden turn around and whoop, there he is, center stage. Okay, fine. Thank you for listening to, and I will put the post of this, and I'm going to put a little preview on WendysCoffeehouse.com to give you an idea of some of the other stuff that I keep track of. Till next time.